Welcome to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio 89.1, where we explore the people, stories, and events in Central Iowa. I am one of your hosts for today, Susan Franzen, together with my co-host, Larry Sloan. Hi, Larry.
Good morning, Susan. Just going to be here having fun, and looks like Tom's ready to have fun as well. Going to be introducing Tom a little bit later. He's going to play guitar for us and do some songs. I love Tom's voice.
It's Tom Richards' voice, right?
Yes, it's not just Tom. It's Tom to me. He's my good friend. But it's, of course, Tom Richards. And we just plan on a whole different type of show today.
Yeah, this is an exciting morning at KHOI. We are starting a new show on Wednesday at Local Talk that will be devoted to the entertainment, news, and music of Central Iowa. The six, and I guess really seven counties, because Greene County is in there, because, well, you can hear us in Jefferson. The seven-county listening area of KHOI, K, Heart of Iowa. Local Talk has always included local news, but it has in the past been sprinkled over 3 days, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We'll also feature stories that include lots of local music, student activities, and call-ins, which we're calling shout-outs from you, our listeners, about things that you want to announce or achievements that you'd like to brag about. It is our hope that as people listen, they'll feel connected to people in other towns. Building community through communication is our motto, and we feel Shout Out Wednesday is a place to begin.
You know, Susan, from what you've told me, you got a lot of talent lined up this morning.
We're starting out with Tom Richards, but we also have Joe Lynch and Donna Lochtegal telling us about the Central Iowa Barn Dance. They'll be on just after Tom's first song. Larry, yeah. You, since he's your good friend, can you do the introductions?
He's a great friend. I got to know Tom about almost 2 years ago now. So impressed with his singing, his voice, and just how much emotion and feeling he had in his voice. Very sincere. He also, of course, plays a left-handed guitar. Tom, what kind of guitar is that again? It's a beautiful guitar.
This is a Martin, the Bicentennial Commemorative Limited Edition model.
Ah, it's got great sound. And, yeah, of course, it's strung as a left-handed guitar, so it's upside down to the rest of the world. But looks like that's going to be a good time. Also, I'm still curious. We talked a little bit about it last week. We touched on it. But when you started playing, what was your influence? I mean, what made you suddenly decide to say, geez, I want to play guitar and sing?
Well, I think that old song, All American Boy, grab you a guitar and put it in tune, you'll be rocking and a rolling soon.
Yeah. How old were you when you heard that the first time?
younger than today. I came of age in the 60s, and music was, you know, it was a big deal when Peter, Paul, and Mary and Bob Dylan broke into the top 40.
Yeah. Well, it was, yeah. I mean, they were a folk group, but them getting into popular music back then.
Yeah, we had the old Peter, Paul, and Mary books, piano books from the albums in our house, and those had the chord diagrams on the piano scores, so that told me where to put the fingers of my right hand, and then I just plucked around on the strings. And
did you start off left-handed, or did you
figure out,
I can't play that way, and I've got to change it?
I can't do nothing right-handed. My dad tried to get me to play right-handed. He said, you're going to be lost in a world of right-handed instruments. He was right, of course.
Of course. they get smarter as we get older, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
The way I first knew about Tom, I've known him a lot longer than you have, Larry.
Yeah.
He was in a class with me back in Iowa State in about 1970, sociology class. It was a discussion class, so I remember him pretty well. And actually, Tom, nobody else quite sees it the way I do, but I don't think you've aged very much. You look an awful lot like I remember you from the 70s, except your hair's shorter.
Yeah, I took quite a few years off back in those days.
Between when Larry met you and when I know you, that's not in our world. But anyhow, but I wanted to mention the Skunk River Bluegrass Band because I knew all the members of that band. And I was thrilled to know that they were willing to come on the show. They'll be on this show in weeks to come.
Oh, great.
And I also wanted to mention it because I want to cross-reference a story that's coming up on Friday about the Skunk River Navy. We're talking today about fun things to do this weekend and maybe next weekend. And there's going to be good weather this weekend, according to NOAA, unlike today and tomorrow, which is going to be pouring rain and then windy. Anyhow, but sunny on Saturday. And the Skunk River Navy is going to go out and pull trash out of the Skunk River. And I've seen photographs of them, and they looked so happy. Oh, boy, look this big thing I got on my kayak. So listen in.
Yeah, it's an adventure. Speaking of the weather, let's go out to the weather real quickly and talk to our guy on the street. What's it like out there? It's wet. It's real wet. And it's cloudy, too. All right. Thanks an awful lot for that. Those meteorology classes really paid off for you. Tom, I think we're going to look for a song for you now.
Okay, this, I'm calling it Memorial Day, and I wrote this song down at the bottom of the Martin Marietta Mine. I was driving a truck down there, and you do have occasion to sit in the darkness and in fear, and this is what was running through my head. It's a song, it's supposed to be encouragement. When your pathway becomes narrow and you're far from home, fighting to be faithful, to honor and your duty, think of come back home. Then we'll all come to see you with our arms open wide, and we'll love you and we'll keep you when your footsteps bring you home. The trials that lie before you as you travel on your journey on that weary road to freedom, when all the fighting's done, think of when you'll return home. Then we'll all come to see you with our arms open wide, and we'll love you home. And when you find that crossroad where it's time to lay your life down, oh, and measure out your love as a sacrifice for freedom, and the angels take you home, then they'll all come to meet you. Heaven's gates open wide, and they'll love you and they'll keep you when the angels take you home. Then we'll all come to meet you with our arms open wide.
will keep you when your footsteps bring you home.
That was a live performance, just in case you guys are missing it out. Great job.
And we're going to have some more live voices out there. I didn't announce our call number earlier. We are hoping to have call-ins from you shouting out what's happening next weekend or anything you're proud of that happened in the very recent past in your town. And our call-in number is 515-232-0365. That's 515-232-0365. So we'll expect not announcements, not reports, but shout-outs.
All right. We're going to move right along. It's 7:12 Wednesday morning, so...
I guess we could start with a shout-out about the Central Iowa Barn Dance, which takes place the fourth Saturday of every month. It started in 1991, so it's been around for a while, but is still going strong. We have with us two of the best people to talk about it, the best two people. Joe Lynch, one of its founders, and his wife and partner at Onion Creek Farm. Lana Noctegal, who is also the caller. Lana may also be familiar to some of our listeners because of her weekly appearance with Donna Prince-Gentis on the Donna Lana Cooking Show on Tuesdays at noon. Is that right, Lana?
Yes. We're Tuesdays at noon.
So this is also Joe Lynch.
Good morning, everyone.
And the two of you are going to tell us about Central Iowa Barn Dance.
It's been a long time, and we've had a great time at it. We started hearing about the Onion Creek Cloggers back in the 1981. They had started even before that. It was a bunch of graduate students who appreciated the kind of music that that gets played at the Barn Dance. And that evolved into a dancing group, which evolved further into a monthly dance that everybody was welcome at. And we've been doing it ever since.
Well, I know now you go beyond clogging. You have quite a variety of dances, don't you? Now, Lana, can you speak to that?
Oh, sure. At a Central Iowa Barn Dance, it is a community dance. This is folk art. There is the band. There's the caller to kind of put everybody together. But it's the folk that make the folk happen. It makes the dance happening. It's the kind of dancing that used to happen a lot when the work was all done. When people would work hard all day, you'd still have some joy in your heart, and you'd end up dancing at night. It's the kind of thing that you end up dancing with your neighbor and everybody in the room and enjoying it a lot. The kind of dancing we do includes square dancing, contra dancing, which is sort of like square dancing but in a different geometrical shape, circles and squares and reels, waltzes, schottisches, and polkas, all that old stuff that's in your genes someplace. I just know it is.
Well, actually, as you said, name some of those dances. I was thinking you also see them in movies, historic movies. And sometimes people are very dressed up when they do them. They haven't ever worked.
Well, people do clean up pretty well every now and then. That's true. This is more of a T-shirt and jeans crowd. Do wear comfy shoes. Running shoes don't work so hard. Don't work so well. They stick to the floor. You'll get tired. Wear slightly slipperier shoes. And speaking of shout-outs, I want to give a shout-out to the joy of dancing in a skirt. Go to the Goodwill store and get yourself a nice flowy sort of skirt, because as you move around, dancing in a T-shirt and a skirt is really, really comfy. And believe it or not, I've even been at some we go to dances all over the Midwest. You see men in skirts every now and then, coming out of the kilt tradition, actually, Scottish dancing. But there's a joy in dancing, skirt or no skirt, but I always like to dance in a skirt.
Well, another feature is you have live music. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That's what makes it. Without it, it would be really boring. And that's not quite true, but the Barn Owl Band, that is our kind of our house band, along with other bands that come in, started also around 1985, I'm guessing. there are two members of it that are still original from the first band.
Which is pretty good for a band.
Pretty good for a band these days. But the other interesting thing I like about the Barnell Band, because we've known all these people all these years, different fiddle players come in and out of the band. And they're all different. Nobody plays the fiddle the same way. So the music has its own personality based on the fiddle, really. Not all contradance bands have fiddles. Some have cellos, some have flutes, some have a lot of them have mandolins, but it's pretty traditional to have a fiddle. And the fiddle comes from Europe, you know, 400 years ago. I don't know when people started playing fiddles, a long time ago. It's traveled across the Atlantic to the colonies, and a popular form of barn dancing that we do is called contra dancing, which is actually, it's the American version of English country dancing. It's a little more
rowdy.
A little more rowdy, that's exactly what I wanted to say, than English country dancing. And it migrated across the country in the 1970s and 1980s. And now there's a contra dance in most communities of any size all over the country these days.
People like to do this sort of thing. I've been scaring people in this town for 30 years, telling them, you got to come to a barn dance, you got to come to a barn dance. And I get these glazed looks like, oh, I can't dance, or, oh, my husband can't dance. And then they just kind of fade away. So I don't mean to scare people, but I do bring it up, and I will keep inviting people because I do believe we don't just need to work for a living. We need to play for a living. And dancing is a good way to play.
Well, mentioning the English country dancing, I don't have the information on the top of my head, but there is also an English country dance group that meets, separate from you. And I don't know what the – they don't have live music.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they
do.
I go dance with them every now and then. It's kind of like it's a little – It's beautiful music. That's why I go. There's the people that organize it, Gary and Linda Lieberman, are the core of a band called Cecil Sharp with an S was a collector in the 18th century music of the 17th and 16th century. So he was kind of a grand old man of. Their band is called Cecil's Harp, and this is, like I said, this is a folk tradition, and the live music, live dancing is what makes it happen. Things grow on one another.
Do you know the times for English country dance or where they meet? Mention where you meet, but go ahead.
Just a minute. English country dancing meet Sunday afternoon and Wednesday evening. I'm not quite sure where. I'll get you that information. Okay, but for the Central Iowa Barn Dance, we meet, invite everyone to a community dance the fourth Saturday of every month, except December, when that usually is Christmas, and except July, which is usually real too hot, and the bands are off doing something else. So we dance 10 months a year.
And where?
At the Methodist Annex, which is on Sheldon Avenue, one block south of Lincoln Way, one block, turn south at the new Dunkin' Donuts, and you'll find us down there. It's one block south, 8 o'clock of a Saturday.
8 to 11.
8 to 11. And a note to anybody who's just starting out, come and join in the first few dances. I call and teach everybody what they need to know. Each dance is called, each dance is walked through, but come early because the early dances, I start out easier and we go on from there. You learn the basic stuff early. Circle right, circle left, right hand, left hand. You can do this. You can do this. So start with some easy dances and then we work our way up.
Now, I'd like to mention, you said it's the Methodist Annex. This is the Collegiate Methodist. And both of the Methodist churches here are very active. They actually bought a separate building, a separate church that was moving, and they turned it over into community spaces. And this is their old auditorium.
Right, the old auditorium. And there's CASA, there's a collective, of artists collective, that's also in that building, and a lot of other offices that you can find. It's actually on the Saturday night, for Saturday night, 8 o'clock, 8 to 11, you'll find a orange pig that says Barn Dance leaned up against the door with the light on so you can find us there. It's off Sheldon Avenue.
And close to campus, close to a bus route. So now people know how to get there and what it's like. Now, over the years, you mentioned the band has changed with the fiddle players. Have there been other changes?
Oh, yes. The crowd changes because this is a university town. So people come and go. Sometimes there's all local people, and sometimes graduate students or students find us, and it just blossoms that way. People come and go a lot. However, there's always a good crowd. It's always amazing. And people come from all over, too. It's not just people here in town. People from Des Moines, the last dance we had some women that came from, Mount Vernon, Decorah. People come from Grinnell, Newton. Once you find out the joy of dancing, you don't mind jumping in a car and going someplace. It's okay.
Well, it's interesting because all of these places are outside of our listening area. Now, I hope that people have heard it inside our listening area, that you'll get more people from Slater and Nevada and Boone.
This is also the Central Iowa Barn Dance dancing area, so we invite everybody to come.
And I'd like to mention a couple of the bands that you talked about, particularly the Barn Owl Band, will be here later. And it's funny because we were talking to the Barn Owl Band about coming today, and they said, oh, no, playing their old CDs. Oh, no, we can't do that because our old CDs are outdated. They don't sound like us anymore.
Different people. Play the same music differently.
And different fiddle player. And I was very excited about her fiddle player. And she has her own band with her children. And that sounds like a wonderful...
Oh, she's great. This family moved to town. I believe their name is called the Fiddle Chicks now. And the mom, Michelle, has kind of adopted us. I had the pleasure of being the caller at last Saturday's Central Iowa Barn Dance. And she's one of these fiddle players that can take an old tune, and yes, you can play a tune, you can play all the notes, and there it is, and we can dance to that just fine. But when you take it off into something else and play all sorts of notes that aren't there and add things, and it just enlivens the crowd, and it enlivens the caller too. We had a wonderful time. So Michelle Bell is her name, and she's great. And three cheers to the Barn Owl Band. The whole bunch was really good. We were really cooking, as they say. It was a fine dance.
So this is bragging and announcements.
You bet.
You had a dance last
Saturday night.
No, Saturday.
And our next dance is October 25th.
Well, thank you very much. And
we've got some recorded audio of them for the Cloud Forest.
Yes.
And Becca, are you ready to punch that up? All right. right. You've been listening to Cloud Forest by the Barn Owl Band. This also appeared on Prairie Home Companion. Welcome to Local Talk on KHOI Radio 89.1. Here's where we explore the people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. I'm Larry Sloan, one of your hosts, together with my co-host, Susan Franzen. We've been talking with Joe Lynch and Lana Nachtigall of the Central Iowa Barn Dance. I really enjoyed the music. That's great music. It kind of lends back to the old country, the old European, feel.
Yeah, it's beautiful music, and they have live music every barn dance.
Oh, that's great. Where do they have those?
They have them at the what's called the annex to the Collegiate Methodist Church, which is about half a block south of Lincoln Way on Sheldon Avenue, mm-hmm. very close to the campus, and they have the it's an old auditorium.
Oh, great!
Okay,
so we're going to have a little more music from Tom here coming up, I hope.
Yes, we will. But I do want to introduce something else. We're going to have call-ins pretty soon. So I want to give our call-in number for people who are thinking about it so they might call in.
Excellent.
And explain a little. They're really shout-outs. The number is 515-232-0365. And the shout-outs, before we talk to Tom Richards, I want to describe our shout-outs for the people who will be calling in. We want people to have time around our listening area to tell us interesting things that will be happening in their towns so that others who might be attracted can come. That could be an announcement, but we'll give you a chance to give a shout-out for it instead. We also allow bragging. Was your recent annual event a particular success this year? Rather than getting a report, we invite you to call KHOI 515-232-0365 and give it a shout-out. And
wow. Do you think that'll really work, Susan? Can we get people to call in?
Well, I suppose so.
That number again, just for the record, 515-232-0365. So give us a call.
Well, how about a live shout-out?
A live shout-out, yeah. Tom, can you give us a live shout-out?
Well, Larry has some shows coming up this weekend.
I do.
Over at the town. Earth to Larry. Yeah, over at the Talent Factory in Nevada, the old Camelot Theater, which deserves to be seen in its own right.
That's beautiful.
It's a beautiful old vaudeville theater.
That's right.
That was converted into a movie palace, and now nobody goes to movie theaters anymore, and it's been converted back into a live performance venue. Larry has Danny Lynn, the empathic
psychic medium. Yeah.
Yeah. She is great. She'll be there Friday. This Friday evening, October 3 at 7 p.m. And then the following night, Saturday night, he has hypnotist Rick Bultes and comedian Louis Bissett coming in. And they're just great shows.
But just for the record, the hypnotist, Rick Bultes, is a comedy hypnotist. This is an absolutely fun. It's an adult show, so it's kind of a naughty hypnotist, but it's really a great fun show, and everybody walks away from it having a good time.
But we should mention it is at 8 o'clock.
Yes, that show starts at 8, doors open at 7.
In lovely downtown Nevada.
Uptown downtown Nevada.
Well, it's in the center of the greater metro. And there are some fine restaurants over there, too, I should say. So you can actually come over, get a good, wonderful Mexican
right
meal.
Across the street, yeah.
And have a nice date over in Nevada.
And a Subway if you're real healthy.
Wow, we have Subways here in Central Iowa.
We have a Subway. It's one of the big stores in downtown Nevada.
So I think we could have another song, Tom, before we get our shout outs.
Okay, I wrote this song many years ago as an ISU hippie. And it's called Preacher Man. Hey, Mr. Preacher Man, preach me a
sermon about right and wrong. Fix up my mind because it's almost gone. I've been caught in between far too long. Said, hey, Mr. Preacher Man. Hey, Mr. Preacher Man. Hey, Mr. Preacher Man. Save my soul if you can. Mr. Preacher Man, preach me a sermon about wrong and right. You let on like you have seen the light. Why don't you shine it down on me and brighten this night? I said, hey, Mr. Preacher Man. Hey, Mr. Preacher Man. Hey, Mr. Preacher Man. Do it if you can. I know that it doesn't mean a thing. I only deal with the things that I've seen. Plug me into that good dream machine. Give me something to lean on. 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 Hey, Mr. Preacher Man, preach me a sermon about God and truth. Tell me how I can find my own proof, how to live and how to die, find my yonder roots. I said, hey, Mr. Preacher Man. Hey, Mr. Preacher Man. Hey, yeah, Mr. Preacher. Preacher, 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 preacher.
Song.
Thank you, Tom. That was great.
You really were a hippie.
That's between the time I knew you and the time that Larry knew you. Now I want to give our call-out number again and a call-in number and invite people to call 515-232-0365.
Come on, get those calls coming in. Hey, looks like we've got a call.
All right. Who's up here on the first call? Do we know?
Well, let's ask him. Hi. How would we know who's on the first call? Hello? Who's there?
Good morning. This is Mark Schneider, and I'm the director of the Iowa Arboretum in Madrid.
Oh, cool.
And can you tell us what your shout-out is?
Well, my shout-out is the second annual Arb Bark event, which will be held this Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon, and it's for dogs and their people. So if you have a dog, or even if you don't have a dog, it's an event inviting people to come out and enjoy the Iowa Arboretum. Well, and we have a number of events going on or activities going on during that period of time.
Now, could you tell me what the name means? Arb bark? What is it?
So it's ARB, like arboretum, and it's bark, like a dog barking.
So what kind of activities do you have for the dogs besides running around the arboretum, which would be a lot of fun for them probably and their owners who'd get to see the arboretum and talk to other dog owners?
Exactly, as long as they're on their leashes, of course. But no,
the people need to be on their leashes, the dogs, right?
Well, I think the dogs for first. But we have a number of events going on. We have a Ask the Vet. We'll have a vet there to answer questions about your dog or dogs. We have a behaviorist to talk about dog behavior. We have an agility and rally course, and there'll be someone there to demonstrate and help people work through agility race courses. If you have your favorite football fashion, your dog and you can dress appropriately for Fido's football fashion.
Wow.
And we also have Wolf Factory Art, where Steph Fitzsimmons is coming, and she will show and demonstrate different art for the event.
Wow. That sounds, Mark, that sounds like an awful lot of fun. If I were a dog, I'd look at that like a huge smorgasbord of restrooms. I mean, that sounds like a lot of – and I'm a dog lover. I think that's great.
Well,
you get to bring your dog to one of the most beautiful sites in Iowa, and that's the Iowa Arboretum. We're located west and a little bit south of Luther. We're near the ledges. We're in Boone County. And we have over 4,000 different types of plants on the ground on our 40 acres of land. We also have 300 acres of trails and woodland area, including prairie. Included in that, on Saturday, we're going to have a Trails and Tails guided nature walk in the woods. So you can bring your dog and go out in the woods and kind of learn about the woodlands, oak savanna, and different types of woodland areas.
Wow, that's great.
Makes me wish I had a dog, but I guess I could go to the Arboretum anytime. Is that right? What are the normal hours for the Arboretum?
Well, we're open from sunrise to sunset. And our office is open from 8:30 to 4:30 during the week. There is a charge for the event, but it's a charge for your dog.
Yes,
$6
per dog. Yeah, no. We don't say money on the. It's against our non-commercial rules to give prices for things. You kind of heard a little of that before. But there is a modest charge for the event. But ordinarily, is it free to walk in the Arboretum?
Oh, to the Arboretum? Sure. Yeah, it's free.
We can't say free either, but that's okay. It doesn't
There's
cost
no charge.
No, yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. Cost. Anybody can come to the Arboretum during the hours, and I checked NOAA weather this morning, and I saw it's going to be a beautiful day in Luther too.
Yes.
On Saturday,
it's supposed to be a wonderful day to come out and enjoy the Arboretum.
I think that's great. I can never get my dog to carry a wallet, so that's part of my problem.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, for coming on and telling us about Arb Bark. So I hope a lot of our listeners who have dogs can take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Hopefully this Saturday between 10 and 12 at the Iowa Arboretum.
Sounds good. That was Mark Snyder from the Iowa Arboretum. Just outside of Luther out there. I've ridden by there, take our motorcycles down through there. It's a great, great place. Becca, have we got another caller? We don't. Okay. Well, we'll look for more when they come.
So do we have a little music to play while we're waiting for the caller?
Okay. We got some music from Tom. Is that correct?
Yes, I will play an arrangement of the St. Louis Blues.
Oh, yeah. Music with soul. Makes me want to go out and sit on my veranda with a mint julep.
Okay. But we do have another caller, so I
excellent.
Guess,
yes.
So who's our next caller, Becca?
She has no idea, but we're going to find out right now. Caller number two. Who have we got?
Well, I'm Paul Wearson from Story City.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
So, what's your shout-out?
Well, I just wanted to mention that we've had, once again, one of our most successful storytelling festivals in Story City. It was last week. Well, it was last weekend, the weekend before, 19th through the 21st. And it was our ninth annual storytelling festival. We had three great storytellers, Kevin Kling, Pippa White, and Oba William King. And our crowds are going up every year. This has been our ninth. Next year, we're planning for our big 10th anniversary storytelling festival.
Well, you've got a great voice for storytelling. Do you, by any chance, tell any of these stories?
I've been known to tell some stories. Yeah, I won a contest at the State Fair. That's how I got started.
Yeah.
But the people we have at the storytelling festival are nationally known, and we've been doing this long enough now that we get DVDs from the top people. In fact, Kevin Kling, who was in our festival just this past 2 weeks ago, he is, that's the equivalent of booking George Clooney. You know, he's a top-flight storyteller. And Pippa White, who also is an actress as well as a storyteller. And then Oba King, he was new, and he's from an African culture. So we try to mix cultures and backgrounds. We've had storytellers from all over the world, Nova Scotia, Appalachia, all over the United States, and they all bring with them stories from their culture and from their backgrounds. So, and they go to the schools, too. We take them out to the schools, and that's fantastic to watch kids come in, especially high school kids, kind of sullen and cynical because it's another assembly, you know, and then 10 minutes later, they're rolling in the aisles.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like fun.
So storytelling is sort of unique in that it's a performance, but it's also a unique sharing. For instance, we don't put them on the stage with a darkened theater. They're right in front of the audience with their house lights on because it's a very intimate communicating type of a performance where they don't want that fourth wall with the audience.
Sure, sure. Well, that's neat. I've told a lot of stories, too, and so far my wife hasn't bought any of them.
No, that's true. Storytelling can be very useful on a day-to-day basis, too.
Absolutely.
Well, I love the cultural enrichment part of this and also the story about why it's in Story City. Of course, as most people around here know, Story City is a Norwegian community, a very Norwegian community, which celebrates Scandinavian days every year. But to have a multicultural storytelling festival, was that somebody's idea of how to broaden the horizons of Story City, or did it come about some other way?
Well, it came about externally. Michael Cotter is a well-known storyteller. He tells stories of growing up on a farm in Minnesota, very enriching rural-type storytelling, and he had a regular show on WHO with Lee Klein for a long time, telling stories. And he was driving down Interstate 35 repeatedly, and man, he saw the Story City exit. He says, "This is a natural." And he came to town two or three times, went to the Chamber of Commerce, talked to various people, and finally convinced the local Story City folks they should host a storytelling festival. So, and Michael, of course, is performed at many festivals, so he helped us come up with a form and the format and started that 9 years ago now, and it's been very successful. It was a fledgling experience, like all new experiences at first, and then has grown into a group of people in Story City who take leadership. Our businesses and various organizations in Story City are sponsors. Everyone gets on board. And we have a story market there, too, where arts and crafts are displayed. And we've had book authors come in and do book signings. So there's activity out on the street as well as in our classic, famous old opera house at Story City.
Oh, that sounds like something to really brag about. I know, though, that I see a light. There's another caller trying to call in. So we're running short of time. So
don't worry about it. I'm off the air. You'll go ahead and talk to that next shouter-outer.
Thank you very much.
Great call.
Great
Thank
talking
you
to you,
much.
Paul. Well, our caller is on, so who is it?
This is Verla Fitzgerald from Nevada.
Good morning, Verla.
What's your shout-out?
Well, I tell you what. First of all, Larry, I want to say you have done a great job bringing good music, good entertainment to Nevada, as well as highlighting local talent.
Well, thank you, Verla.
But I want to shout out about something else that has become very popular, and that's Nevada Gospel Jams.
Yes.
Therefore, anyone who likes to sing, play, or just simply listen to good gospel music. And Tom is the MC.
Yes, yes.
Yes, he is.
Shucks.
These are held the second Friday of every month at our lovely new Nevada Senior Center from 7 to 9:30. And I have to give credit to John Enderlin from Ames.
Yes.
He's my working partner. He's put as much time and energy into this as I have. And I think that's why we are so successful. Just a few weeks ago, we had 65 who attended. 16 of these were performers, including our good old storyteller, Charlie Andrews from Ames.
Wow, yeah.
Our crowd comes from all over, not only from Nevada and Ames. We have people who come from Maxwell, Marshalltown, Lamoille, Boone, Stanhope, Huxley. It's just a wonderful thing. It has been well received, and we're growing.
That's great. Verla, I've been to those. You have some of the people in there, great talent, good musicians, good singers.
Musicians from Marshall County, from Dowse, from Huxley.
Yes,
a couple was up from Des Moines. Beautiful
singers. We've had some from Webster City and Dowse also. That's right.
Yeah, for the listeners out there, if you get a chance and you like gospel music and spiritual music, of course, you get a chance to hear Tom over there a lot of the times. So that's a good reason to come. But they've got wonderful talent. It's a neat function.
Yes, we welcome anyone. It's open to anyone who likes to sing, play, or listen to good gospel.
Well, thanks, Verla. That was a great shout-out. And it sort of closes out our program. I don't think we have any more time for live music from Tom, but maybe under the credits we can play some recorded music from one of his CDs. Is that possible?
My long-lost friend, where have you gone? I heard your name sung in the sky. I heard you'd gone.
This is Local Talk on KHOY Community Radio, 89.1, where we explore the people, stories, and events in Central Iowa. I am one of your hosts for today, Susan Franzen, together with my co-host, Larry Sloan. We've been talking with Lana Noctegal and Joe Lynch from Onion Creek Farm about the Central Iowa Barn Dance. Our featured musician was Tom Richards. And we had three call-ins today, or shout-outs, about events that people wanted to publicize or brag about. And we hope that there will be more of these at 232-0365 in the future. Local Talk is engineered by Rebecca Brown.
Yeah, the music you heard today included Cloud Forest by the Barn Owl Band from the CD Barn Owl Live. Tom, what were the names of the songs you wrote and sang?
Well, let's see. Memorial Day, we'll call it, and Preacher Man, and you're listening to Old Friend.
Old Friend. Great song. You can get CDs from Tom, so you can call the station, get a hold of Tom. I'm sure he'll part with some CDs. Our theme song is Backtracking by Al Harris and, amazingly, by Tom Richards from their CD The Ballad of Kate Shelley.
You can also listen to this show and all of our past Local Talk shows online at our website, khoifm.org. That's khoifm.org, where you'll find an archive for all of the Local Talk shows we've produced since we went on the air in 2012. Recent shows will be posted on our homepage as soon as our webmaster, Ron Carson, can get the information. There you will find a list of our guests and links to the organizations and other resources mentioned on our shows. And now you can also hear us. We're streamed live on our website.
Very cool. Go to the website and look for the Listen Now.
If you enjoyed the show, tell your friends and consider becoming one of the 500 families donating $20 a month or $250 a year to help us meet our operating expenses, though we'd appreciate whatever fits into your budget. We'd also like to hear your feedback by email at khoiradio@gmail.com with news in the subject line or by phone at 515-292-2878. Now, that's not the same number as our on-air, so 515-292-2878.
Local Talk is a radio production training workshop as well as a radio show. If you would like to join the team as a reporter, contact us at 292-2878 or at the email khoiradio@gmail.com. Your participation as audience is what makes KHOI possible. Thank you for listening and
see you again on the radio. Thank you.